Good morning, 8:39 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
So we've been plugging on the community calendar that we have the Couch to Cubby program starting up tonight at Boswell Field at Hobart and William Smith, and I guess there's still a few more slots if there's somebody that that wants to do it right, and that's what we've been emphasizing. Don't just go from being couch slug, in my case, to trying to run a 5K or 10K. Train and do it in steps, and that's what this program's all about.
It does, and we obviously welcome people. We are also still welcoming sponsors for the Cubby Chase itself, which is a great event to get visibility for your business. We still need volunteers, and of course, we always want runners for the 5K, 10K, and the 1 mile color fun run. So, of course, raising money for the Center for Autism and also for Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning, our child care center that's been accredited for many years. So we just shout out to everybody, and we hope people will get out and run. And I know it's a little bit drizzly today, but we expect that we will train you so you can be safe and healthy, rain or shine.
Is it 10 weeks? Is that?
I feel like it's 8, maybe.
8. Okay. Anyway, it's on our community calendar. It starts tonight at Boswell Field and goes to various venues in and around Geneva. But today we've got number one, a new person, and number two, an apropos topic, well, not so much on a drizzly, rainy day, but later on in the summer, and that's skincare.
Right. And you know what? Let's talk about the fact that even though it is a drizzly, rainy day, people don't realize people need sun protection all year, every day. We live in this climate where people think, oh, it's a summer thing. It is not. So we're here to do some education about why the UVA and rays and other things can be damaging regardless. And sometimes it's even more damaging for us when we don't think it's going to be, when it's not sunny. We were just talking about when you're traveling on your commute, there's times that you're getting sun in that window, you don't even realize the exposure. So I am thrilled. I'm not the expert. I'm here with an expert this morning. So we're so excited that Sarah Drew, who's a nurse practitioner with Geneva General Dermatology, she's been with us 7 years. She's going to talk a little bit about how she got into dermatology, but we are going to talk about the importance of sun protection. We're going to talk about some cosmetic procedures. We are going to talk a little bit about how fortunate we are in a rural community to have the access to dermatology care, because it really is one of these very kind of rare specialties that a lot of communities are very, very underserved. So we feel very, very lucky that we have Dr. Lee Emmer Lambert, Dr. Amanda Carpenter, and Sarah Drew. And Sarah Drew is the nurse practitioner with us this morning, who's been working with this practice and is really an expert, and is going to talk with us a lot about what we need to know from a dermatology perspective.
Well, so, Sarah, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm trying to learn all of my various medical acronyms. So ANP, is that awesome nurse practitioner? Is that?
I wish. It's adult nurse practitioner.
Ah, all right. So now we talk a lot about the new vision program at Geneva General and how kids get exposed to one aspect of medicine and then sometimes they change their mind, and that's been kind of how your career has gone.
It has. I was just telling Laura, my background was in critical care as a critical care nurse, where I worked at Strong for 10 years in a burn trauma ICU and a cardiovascular ICU. And during my clinical rotations, I came across dermatology and thought I would never do it because there's so many rashes and everything looks the same. However, it was very eye-opening to see all the damage that the sun can do to people and how detrimental it can also be to people's health when it comes to melanoma. And which can be malignant, and people can die from. So I realized that I kind of wanted to change my path to educate people more on the damage that the sun can cause and just protecting themselves overall.
So let's talk about the traditional summer suntan. Should we, if we were being perfectly healthy, should we have none at all? Is that, my understanding is that tanning is basically a defense mechanism against the sun. Is that right?
Yes. So a tan is actually damage. So people have the misconception that, once they tan that they are safe. But a tan is damage, and it's a cumulative buildup of UV exposure that can cause the skin cancer. So someone who is more fair skinned is definitely at a higher risk. Because they burn and they don't have that protective mechanism. But if someone has a tan, even if they, wear sunscreen, over time that cumulative buildup can lead to skin cancer.
So let's talk about products. It's a huge market. There's a mm-hmm. million of them, everything SPF 10 to, I've seen, 100.
Yes.
What do we look for? What don't we look for in a skin care and protection product?
So the most important thing is to have an SPF of at least 30. That's what the American Academy of Dermatology recommends. And that covers 97% of the UVA and the UVB rays. The UVA rays are the rays that cause a lot of the collagen loss and wrinkles, and the B are the rays that cause the burning and the skin cancer. And so there are many products that are out there. You want to look for a product that has UVA and UVB, which is a broad spectrum sunscreen. And also there's chemical blockers and physical blockers. So chemical blockers are more like the Coppertone and a lot of the products that you see, which it does take about 20 to 30 minutes for that to absorb before you can go in the sun. Physical blockers contain more of a zinc and titanium base. So they act as a physical barrier. So once you apply them, you can go directly into the sun. And you want to, anything better or higher than a 50 is only about 1% better. So anything between a 30 and a 50. And the most important thing is to reapply, which people don't do as often as they should.
I was going to say that I get the impression that people in general don't use enough and then don't reapply often enough.
Exactly. People will put it on in the morning and think that they're safe for the day, but it only lasts about 80 minutes before it degrades. So you really have to reapply it, especially more frequently if you're sweating or swimming.
And then is it just a good idea to do things like wear a hat or wear longer sleeves, especially at that critical part of the day from about 10 to 2 when the sun's at its highest?
Definitely. It's hard to just rely solely on sunscreen, especially the majority of the ones that are out there that are chemical blockers, they do allow some sun in. So it's hard, and also it's hard to get protection in the scalp, and we see a lot of skin cancers on the scalp and on the ears. So it's a very good idea to wear a wide-brimmed hat so it covers the ears and the sides of the face, and also sun protective clothing between those hours that the sun is the strongest.
I learned my lesson in Florida a few years ago, so I have one of those hats now with the flap thing that comes all the way down the back of the neck.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think if you get kids used to it, we were just talking about this, how differently we all grew up. When you get kids used to wearing that, like my daughter, that redhead, she had a flap hat from the day she came, went outside.
Yeah.
But also, there's so much more protective clothing now. You can walk into nearly any store and buy the protective clothing, and it is more fashionable. And I mean, at one point, it really was a little bit different, and you felt like you could feel the difference or see the difference. And now I think there's so many choices from Lands' End to L.L. Bean to Columbia to tons and tons of offerings.
Yeah. Even BJ's offers some sun protective clothing and hats.
Yeah,
so very affordable.
Let's talk about melanoma and carcinoma. What's the difference, and how do you treat them?
So there's a couple different types of the skin cancer, so basal cell and squamous cell and melanoma. Basal cells are the most common skin cancer that we see from sun damage. Also, squamous cell is another one that's up there. And these typically don't, have a low incidence of metastasizing. Usually basal cells are very slow growing. They're very easy to treat. Squamous cells, they do come in a couple different flavors. We have superficial. There's a little bit, there's poorly differentiated, which can actually get into a lymph node and can metastasize. There's a very, very low risk of that. However, melanoma is the type of skin cancer that you don't want to have. And that's usually from a changing mole. And these can actually go deeper into the skin, and if it's not caught in time, can metastasize to other areas of the body, and people have died from this. In fact, there between the ages of 19 and 30, there is a person that dies every hour from melanoma.
And then there are a whole lot of other skin conditions that don't necessarily have to do with the sun. There's psoriasis and dermatitis and all these different things. There's a wide variety of conditions that you offer services for.
Yep, we see lots of acne, psoriasis, eczema, especially this time of year. We see poison ivy, different type of contact rashes. So, yes, we see lots of things from medical to cosmetic skincare in our office.
And so there's another one, and that's acne. Not that we have a lot of teenage girls in our news talk audience, but that's another area that has all sorts of different products making a bunch of different claims. What works in treating acne and what doesn't?
So the most important things for acne are making sure you wash your face at least twice a day. I know a lot of teenagers aren't great about that. And you want to look for something that has either a benzoyl peroxide or a salicylic acid. A lot of females think that exfoliating is the way to go. However, It can really harm the skin and do some damage and make acne worse. They also think that the sun dries out their skin, but in fact, it damages the sweat glands and it can increase more oil production and make acne worse. So there's, I would say, you know, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, and then if things aren't better after that, we can always add something prescription, either topical or oral.
How about warts? That's another one that people hate them, and, mm-hmm. and sometimes they can be very difficult to get rid of.
Yeah, warts can be... they can definitely be a nuisance. And when we treat them in our office, typically we have people do at-home treatment as well, either with a prescription or just an over-the-counter wart remover, because it's a lot of times not one and done. It usually takes repetitive treatments, usually once a month until they go away.
What about, we were talking about acne, what about makeup practices for women? What should you do to make sure that your skin stays healthy?
So for makeup, you want to look for, especially with people that are acne prone, is look for something that's non-comedogenic, meaning that's not going to clog the pores. And there's a lot of products, Aveeno, Neutrogena, that offer non-comedogenic makeups. And also, it's very, very important to remove your makeup at night before you go to bed.
All right. If you do a Google search, by the way, for Geneva General Dermatology, it'll take you to the flhealth.org website and the page with all kinds of various services. We appreciate the visit, and thank you for bringing us up to date on what you do. And, Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you,
much.
Ted.
All right. And stay healthy with your skin this summer. It's 8:51 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.